And so the story centres around the Marie Selby Botanical Gardens in Sarasota. Now, you were covering the story of this orchid, the Phragmopedium cavaquii, in 2002 for what was then the St. Petersburg Times. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, I covered it. There were some hearings going on in court, and that's how I kind of got started on this.
And just sort of briefly, this orchid discovered in Peru brought into the country, into the United States by Michael Kovac, I guess we can call him a flower collector and an orchid enthusiast. It turns out that he didn't have the correct permits to take the orchid out of Peru and bring it into the U.S., but it seems like from your story that he really wanted an orchid named after him. And it also seems from your book that the staff at Selby kind of wanted the glory of being the first to name this orchid too. And you write that they were so enthralled by this flower's beauty that they failed to anticipate the legal consequences of their actions. Now, just pick it up for us and tell us what happened after Mr. Kovac brought this orchid into the States and had it named.
Well, I mean, I think the thing to remember is that this book isn't just about orchids. It's about human nature and about that human desire to make the big score, to score the winning touchdown or the winning home run. And that's what everybody involved in this discovery, this orchid, thought of it. They wanted this thing to be this wonderful, magical object that would transform their lives. Kovac found this orchid in Peru and brought it back to the United States in a suitcase full of dirty underwear and, just kind of swooped through the Miami airport and drove it to Sarasota with the goal of having it named after him so he'd have this sort of botanical immortality. The folks at Selby Gardens, they were looking for a big score that would make their names in the orchid world again and make people pay attention to them again. And so they gladly agreed to name the orchid after Kovac and to in order for them to have the glory of being the ones to publish the official description of it. And nobody involved in it anticipated that what would happen next would be that the governor of Peru would file a formal complaint with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and say, "We would like our orchid back, please." And there soon followed grand jury investigation, subpoenas galore, scientists turning on each other and agreeing to testify for the prosecution, and then things got really weird.
So what's happened to Mr. Kovac now? Has he gotten the immortality that he was looking for?
Well, the plant does still bear his name, although that's a very controversial subject with a lot of folks. He does still have that measure of immortality. On the other hand, he's out of the orchid business, so as a result of some of the things that happened that I tell about in the book.
Why is it such a big deal to find and name these new varieties of flower? Because it seems like from your book that there is a real culture around orchids, and it's quite unique to the flower and unique, I suppose, even in the world of people who are interested in botanicals.
Well, yeah, and I joke in the book that the folks who are fans of orchids are the ones who put the cult in horticulture.
Right.
But they are, I have to say everybody involved in the orchid world talked to me for this thing. Even the one guy who went to prison talked to me. And they're very bright, articulate folks who have very strong opinions about everything. And they are just absolutely fascinated, intoxicated even, by these beautiful plants. I mean, there are more orchid species than there are any other plant species in the world, about 30,000 of them. So you can kind of see why you would never grow bored with the subject, plus consider all the hybrids that you can make out of them. And, over the centuries, fans of orchids have included Confucius and Charles Darwin. It's obvious that they appeal to a sort of an intellectual sort of person as well. So that's part of it, too. But these folks, bear in mind that this particular orchid, before Kovac brought it back from Peru, was selling on the black market for $10,000 a plant. That should give you an idea of just how special this particular one was and the lengths to which some people would go in order to get it.